Welcome back to the Luck Changers Podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Joining me with me, as always, is our mini-sode co-host, Disay.
What's up?
What's up, Disay? And we got moderator AJ. He missed the main show this weekend. He felt a little itch to jump on. And welcome to your first ever mini-sode, AJ.
What's up, boys? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I guess you didn't quite make the cut for a special guest picker. I think that would be a collusion with the show. So we're happy to have you on in this manner.
Yeah, for sure. Dakota did such a good job yesterday that I got a little concerned about my job. I figured let me get on here on the minisode and kind of, you know.
Prove your worth.
Yeah, you know, got to do something.
Appreciate it. But yeah, so we don't have a special guest picker because this is a conference championship week, but what we do have is a three-way tie for our first ever college football special guest picker tournament championship, and it's between the two owners of 1899 Canton, JM and Brian, and then we got my brother Mikey. They are all went 4-1, and we are all trying to figure out who's going to be the champion. We put them to the test, and what we did was we gave them the spreads for all the conference championship games, and it's 6 games total. Whoever finishes with the best record, and if there happens to be a tie, we have a tiebreaker, and I picked the Michigan and Iowa game for the total points in the tiebreaker. So we're going to announce their picks. We're going to probably put an Excel spreadsheet, pick them on our social media just so you guys can keep track. But, it's super exciting. I can't wait to see how it ends up. The winner gets merch. So without further ado, and also real quick, me and Disay both have picks. Do you happen to know how we did last week, Disay? I think I went 2-3.
I went 3-2.
Okay, yeah, perfect. So I think you're up a couple units. You're back around that 54-55% mark. I'm down to up 5 units. I'm thinking like 38-32. But I'm still right where I want to be, especially this year with college football. We're doing a hell of a job, and this is it. And we're also going to give our picks for every conference championship game. So stay tuned, and we're going to go ahead and let AJ read the first line, and Disay is going to speak on behalf of all 3 of our pickers this evening.
All right. Yeah, so the first game we have, it's going to be Friday. Tomorrow, we have number 10 Oregon Ducks. They are +3, and they are traveling to Utah to take on the number 17 Utes. What do you guys think about this one?
I'll go first. I'll put my pick out there. And I know what Utah did to Oregon just a couple weeks ago, and it was filthy dirty. They smoked them. And I think Oregon gets a little bit of payback. I'm going to take Oregon getting those 3 points all day. I think that's an easy cover. So I'm going to take Oregon getting 3 points.
Yeah, they met a couple weeks ago, and Utah beat the brakes off them. I don't see anything changing. If Utah didn't go with Brewer to start the year, they'd be playing for a chance at the playoffs. They're one of the highest teams in the nation right now, so I'm going to go Utah -3.
Okay, so here we go.
As for our guest pickers, they all went Utah.
All 3. So all 3. Mikey, JM, and Brian all went with Utah. Interesting. And I'm there now, so I guess I got to take advantage of all you guys here.
All right, so also Friday, I don't know if either of you guys have a play. I'm just curious. Western Kentucky at UTSA. Anyone taking anything on that game?
What's the spread at?
I don't even know, honestly. I'm just looking at ESPN.
I like Western Kentucky in that.
I also like Western Kentucky. I think UTSA has a big letdown at the end of their season, unfortunately.
Yeah, they lost the game. I don't think they really care anymore.
Right.
All right. So let's move to Saturday. We have number 9 Baylor. They are traveling to Oklahoma State. And
I think all these games are neutral sites.
Neutral zones. Right. Okay. This one's getting played in Dallas Cowboys Stadium. So yeah, we have number 9 Baylor +5.5. They're taking on number 5 Oklahoma State.
Okay, so I think a few episodes ago, AJ had presented us with a question about who you think would be in the top 4. And I went out of nowhere and I said Oklahoma State. So I mean, it's hard for me not to ride their bandwagon, but I think there's so much pressure on them. They're going to have a huge letdown. I'm going to go ahead and take Baylor, getting that 5.5 points.
These two had a battle earlier in the year with a late touchdown sealing the win for Oklahoma State. I think this is going to be the best matchup of the weekend. I think Oklahoma State, they're most likely going to reach the playoff with a win and Alabama loss. So I think they're going to do it, but I don't think that they're going to cover the spread. So I'm going to go with Baylor plus 5.
All right, here we go. And our special guest picker.
And Brian went with Oklahoma State, and Mikey and JM went with Baylor.
Okay. Oh, now it's going to start to get interesting here for our guys.
All right, so our next game we have, let's see, 21 Houston, and they are taking on the number 4 Cincinnati Bearcats. Houston is plus 10.5 points in this game.
Oh yeah, I'm jumping on Houston all day. I think Cincinnati is going to falter under the pressure, just like I just said about Oklahoma State. I mean, you never know how it feels until you go into that game, and I think Houston has no pressure whatsoever on them, and they've been playing so good lately. I think Houston gets a couple special teams touchdowns, and I think Cincinnati gets rattled. I think they could possibly lose that game, but if you're going to give me 10.5, I'm on Houston all day.
Now, Nate, real quick, that game is actually being played in Cincinnati Stadium, so it is a home game. Does that change the way you think about that one, or are you still like Houston?
I love Houston even better.
Okay.
All right, Nipper Stadium isn't a tough place to play, I guess. Team I've been rooting for all year has been Cincinnati. I want to see them shake the playoffs up, and I think they have the talent to compete if they do make it. Even with a win, they risk missing, so I think they're just going to pour it on Houston. I'm going to have to go Cincy minus 10 on this.
Ooh.
As for our guest pickers, Brian went Cincy, and Mike and JM went Houston.
Oh, okay, so Brian's kind of – Mikey and JM all have the same pick so far. That's how it's looking.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, so the next game we have number 1 Georgia Bulldogs. They are minus 6.5 points. They are going to be taking on the number 3 Alabama Crimson Tide. This game is being played at the Mercedes Dome in Atlanta, Georgia. And as mentioned, Georgia's minus 6.5, Bama's plus 6.5.
Okay, so I can feel a lot of money going in on Bama right now. They don't think that they're going to lose to Georgia again, or they're not going to blow their chance at this playoff. But Georgia wins. I think they handle them pretty heavily. Bama's not going to be able to put many points on the board. Georgia is by far the best team in the country, so I'm going to take Georgia giving that 6.5.
I don't know about you guys. Did you guys watch the game last week? The Bama Auburn game.
And that was no Bo Nix.
Yeah, I noticed a glaring weakness in Bryce Young. When Jameson Williams got ejected, he only throws to 2 receivers. So when he went out, it was going to Menchie every play. He had 13 catches. The 2 receivers on the year combined for more than half of Young's completions. And going against a defense like Georgia, I think they're gonna expose that. So I'm gonna go Georgia minus 6.5.
There you go. I love that pick. Look at this, okay. A smart gentleman here.
All right. As for our guests, Brian went Bama, Mike went Georgia, and JM went Bama.
Oh, now we got a switch up here. Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
All right. For our next game, it's a really interesting game. Before the season started, if I would have told you guys that Wake Forest was playing Pitt for the ACC title game, I feel like you guys probably wouldn't have believed me. You guys probably thought I was pulling your leg.
I would have kicked you off the show.
Yeah.
No, but yeah. I mean, shit. Kenny Pickett and Sam Hartman from QB1. Good for them. And you know what? I'm so glad Clemson isn't even sniffing this game.
Me too.
Thank you.
So we have number 15, Pittsburgh Panthers. They are minus 3. They're going to be taking on the number 16, Wake Forest Demon Deacons. And this game is being played Bank of America Stadium in Carolina, North Carolina.
Ooh, okay. So, all right, throw that spread at me one more time.
Wake Forest plus 3, Pitt minus 3.
Ooh, man, that's going to be a push. Am I allowed to take an over-under? I don't think I am. I think that's against the rules as far as this conference championship goes. I'm going to play along, and I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to give the points. I'm going to take Pittsburgh. Wake Forest is so terrible on defense, and Kenny Pickett is going to expose them all day, and I don't think Sam Hartman is going to be able to keep up with it. I know he's had a great season, but I think Pittsburgh absolutely blows them out. It's not even going to be a close game.
Well, this is really the best ACC has to offer, huh? Pitt lost to a MAC school earlier this year, Western Michigan. Wake Forest has allowed 50 points twice, 56 to Army. I think there's going to be a lot of offense and little defense. Pitt's offense is just a little bit better, so I think I'm going to take them. Actually, I have a little question for you guys. So Pitt's receiver this year is leading the nation with 17 touchdowns. Tyler Jordan Addison. Number two is four behind him at Chris Olave, along with others. Do you guys know who leads in all time a single season touchdown receptions in college football history?
Single season touchdown.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Nope.
Ooh, no. Do you have a clue? Do you have like a conference?
God, I don't even know what conference they were in back then. Honestly. I think they're in the WAC now.
Oh shit. That, I mean, shit. What year was he an NFL? I mean, you gotta give us something here.
All right. Well, you're not gonna get it, but Randy Moss is number two with 26.
Marshall. Okay.
Number one is Troy Edwards from Louisiana Tech in 1998.
What the fuck?
27 touchdowns receiving in 1 year.
Holy shit. Good for him.
Interesting.
I'm sorry for my profanity.
As for our guests, Brian went Pitt, Mike went Pitt, and JM went Wake Forest.
Getting real interesting. We're not even going to need our total points here. Oh, well, we might. Who knows? But this is getting really fun.
All right. And just for the fun of it, the over-under for that game is 71 points. So
holy shit. That's going to soar over. That's going to get to the 90s, maybe 100.
Yeah, it's the largest over-under of the week by a mile. So they're definitely expecting some high offense for sure.
Probably get the 200.
All right. We have the Big Ten championship game, and that is going to be at Indianapolis. We have Iowa Hawkeyes are plus 11. They are taking on Michigan, who is minus 11.
Just sad. I'm sad talking about it. I don't like talking about this. It's a sore subject as an Ohio State fan. So I'm going to take Michigan giving that 11 points. It's a wild spread, so I think they're going to cover every bit of it. I'm just sad. I got nothing else to say.
Earlier today, I watched a video on TikTok of all the different things that have to happen for Iowa to make the playoff, and it was wild. So I sent that over to a friend of mine, Jeremy. And he's from Iowa, so he's a big Hawkeyes fan. I asked him what he thought about it, and he assured me that Iowa is going to win this game. I don't trust that, but I do. I'm going to give him something. I'm going to go Iowa plus 11 on that.
Okay.
And as far as guess, Brian went Michigan, Mike went Iowa, and JM went Michigan.
Ooh, JM and Brian, Michigan back-to-back weeks.
Okay. All right. Cool. We have I know it's not on the sheet. I just kind of want to get your guys' opinion real quick. So the one game I wanted to ask about, it's not for the championship, but USC plus 4.5 heading to Cal, with Lincoln Riley going to USC. Is this the last year that USC is irrelevant? Are they going to be a powerhouse starting next year, or do you think it's going to take a year or two?
No,
I don't think it'll take a year.
I don't think he's going to get recruits to switch over that fast. I saw the Malachi dude from the 2023 class start to switch, but yeah, I think it'll take a couple years at least.
Right. Yeah, it's going to take a while. It's just a wild year for, especially with like Brian Kelly, which I'm fully rooting for Notre Dame at this point, just because dude abandoned him with a four-minute speech. But I mean, they 12 right. years.
Another game I wanted to ask you guys about. So we are in Maction territory. Nate, I know the last couple of minisodes you've been rocking with Kent State, taking them on some picks. So the MAC title game is Saturday. Kent State's -3, taking on Northern Illinois. Over under for this game. It's actually 74.5, so it's even more than the ACC game. What do you guys think about the MAC game?
I think it'll be a fun watch. I would lean the under. I mean, that's a ton of points, and I've been let down here and there on the I won that Kent State over last week, but
yeah,
I feel like they overvalue Kent State's offense sometimes, and I think their defense is actually pretty tough, though. I like their defensive backs, so I would lean the under. I don't want to put my name under anything, but I cannot wait to watch that game. I think Northern Illinois ends up winning, though.
These two met earlier in the year, a month ago, and Kent won that one 52-47. So that's why the over-under is so high.
That makes sense.
I'm going to go with Northern Illinois this time, though. Okay. I don't know why. I hate Kent. That's pretty much it.
Akron, baby.
All right. So my last question for you guys, it's conference championship week. It's the last week until bowl games and playoffs. So I know I emailed you guys and I asked you about this earlier in the year, but now that we're in the final week, what's your guys' final four predictions?
Ooh, I'm going to say it's going to be Georgia. Fuck. That's a good question here. You go first, Issa.
All
right. Yeah, I think it's pretty easy at this point. Georgia, Michigan, Cincinnati, and Oklahoma State.
I think Georgia, Michigan, Oklahoma State, Notre Dame.
Yeah, you can't put Notre Dame in there. Do you think Cincinnati's going to lose, right?
I think Cincinnati's going to lose.
I think they're going to win, and you definitely can't put Notre Dame in over them since Cincinnati beat them.
Right. Well, yeah, I think they end up losing, and they lose all their love and respect because that's just how the committee is.
Oh yeah, if they lose, they're definitely out.
Right. Yeah, they hate them.
Worst case scenario is Alabama winning that game because I think even if Cincinnati wins, if it's a close game, I think Oklahoma State will jump them, which will be messed up, but that's worst case.
Right. And it's crazy because the committee has no love for the Big 12 either. So I remember the year they left out TCU and
Baylor. that was their own fault. They switched their conference champs rule just to get somebody in the playoff.
Right. Yeah, it's weird. I'm honestly like this is probably, other than Ohio State being out, this one the most excited I've been just to see how everything plays out.
Yeah, I agree. It's an interesting year, and I kind of feel like Notre Dame should be punished for not having a conference title game. It's not really fair that everyone has to play to get in and they're just sitting at home. But
that's
true.
The way it is, I guess.
Yeah, you look at their schedule, their best win was Wisconsin.
And they didn't really start playing until like the end of the year either.
And they lost to Cincinnati. So I feel like even if Cincinnati loses, I mean, they should still be ahead of Notre Dame regardless. I understand a loss for Cincinnati and they're out, but regardless, Notre Dame shouldn't be the one jumping them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it makes too much sense, right? But no, that's not how they like to play. I hate that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, cool. Does anyone have anything, any shout-outs, anything real quick here?
Yeah, I wanted to say a shout-out to the two of you for doing the minisodes. I've enjoyed them personally as a fan. I love the special guests. It's been cool to catch up with people we've talked to in the past, and it's been fun kind of watching the leaderboard. So I'm going to be watching these games from home, and I'm kind of excited to see how the final breaks down and see if the tiebreaker comes into play.
Oh yeah, did you want me to read those off?
Real quick. Okay. Just the final scores. We did the tiebreaker final scores. Everyone says their final scores between the Michigan Iowa game.
Yeah, so that's the total of the two teams combined, right? That's what you told them.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Brian has the total at 47. Okay. Mikey has 52, and JM has 40.
Oh, I like where JM's at there. I think it's a low scoring game.
Now, Nate, were you doing close to the score period, or were you doing something like if you go over, you're out?
Closest to the score period.
Okay. I feel it.
I'd be sick. No, I don't think there's any way we can go in between. I think we're good.
Yeah, should be good.
Unless it lands on 43, then we're fucked. But, all right. So, DC, you got anything? This is our last College Minnesota of the season. We can't wait for next year, but I'm sure we'll be jumping back on these Minnesotas here and there. But this is the last one. What do you got?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind getting on maybe like some big UFC cards. Just do a quick Minnesota.
And throw some basketball lines in there. Yeah,
I mean, that's what I can bring. I can't bring golf knowledge or anything.
Maybe maybe a bowl game special.
Yeah,
we could do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Gotta do a playoff special for sure.
Yeah, we'll do that. Maybe we'll find someone who will jump on. But no, yeah, it's been a fun ride, and I can't wait to have a full slate next year. And I mean, I can't believe it went so fast. But DC, I appreciate you for stepping up to the plate and being my co-host and helping me out through this. And you've been editing a ton. And AJ, I thank you so much for slipping in. I know you had the itch. So I appreciate you guys so much. And I can't wait to see what these Minnesotas have in the future. We can do so much with it. So I appreciate you guys. I can't wait to see what goes on in these college football games on this slate. I'm going to keep my eye on it. And I think I have some fire. I think DC has some fire. And I'm wondering what these guys got going. But with all that being said, for your host, Nate, co-host DC, moderator AJ, we are the Luck Changers, and we are out.
So,
moderator out.
Somebody here.